The Chickahominy Fall Festival, October 5th, 1985.
We have with us Chief Costello and Matt of my tribe. Who? It was a real pleasure to be here today and get here amongst my people, friends, and I enjoy it. I've been coming here for many years, and I didn't want to miss it this year. Well, I wouldn't believe it, but I just left the hospital yesterday evening at 5 o'clock with orders to go home and stay put. And here I am standing up here right now, looking at all of you, enjoying myself, and I'm quite sure it's me, it's not my ghost. So I'm just so happy to be here. When I get to coming home, when I'm heading, coming this way over here, I feel like I'm always feel like I'm coming home. And I want to say now how to everybody. It's so wonderful to be here today. This is certainly a great pleasure and also a surprise to me, as I just told you about coming from the hospital and left with the doctor's orders. But I had not missed the festival for so many years in the past that this would have been a great setback to me to miss this one. I love them. I love the people here. And I feel that I'm a part of them. And we're all as one. And I just couldn't miss it. So I think if those doctors could walk up here at this particular moment and hear my voice and see me standing up in the front of this microphone, probably they would start shouting and singing hallelujah. Anyhow, thanks to the great spirit for letting us all be together again, because I know everyone here will fully enjoy being here for this 34th annual Fall Festival. Seeing a portion of the Powhatan Confederacy dressed in their Indian regalia and carrying on the Algonquin tradition, performing in the Indian worships and authentic Indian dances. Folks, these are beautiful memories that will never grow old. Friends, what you see and hear here today will be memories that will always be stamped in your minds, things you will cherish, and things that will be told to your children and children's children for many generations to come. Friends, this is a happy moment in my life, and I'm really enjoying it. But I must stop now. I want to let someone else share their joys with you also. But I'm sure happy. This is one of the greatest pleasures to be here today. And it's a day that I will never forget. And I think you all will share that with me. But there's one thing I wish everybody to always remember. And that is, God loves you, and I love you too. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce the first assistant chief of Bear Tribe, Mr. Chief Leonard Atkins.
We welcome you here today to our festival. We hope you have an enjoyable occasion.
That was short and sweet, wasn't it? I'd like to now announce Chief Oliver Peary from the Nasman tribe, who will come forward and give a few words on his tribe.
That's what we've been waiting for, isn't it?
Thank you. We as a Nansman tribe are honored to be taking part in the 34th Chickahominy Fall Festival. For those of you who are not familiar with the Nansman tribe, We're located on the southern side of the James River. Even though the tribes are familiar with our history, I would like to outline a few of the pertinent points of our historical background for you. The Nansemond was one of the largest tribes of the so-called Powhatan Confederacy. Our recorded history began at the time of the Jamestown settlement. Our main village was located in the area of Chuckatuck on the Nansemond River. We had an estimated population of 750 to 1,000 Indians. Both the Nansemond County and the Nansemond River were named after the Nansemond tribe and not the other way around. Sometimes in the latter part of the 1650s, the Nansemond tribe split. One faction went up the Nansemond River and eventually it settled on the Nottoway River. They lost the last of the reservation territory in 1792. The other faction of the Nansemond migrated inland. They settled in the area of Bowers Hill, Deep Creek, on the fringe of the Great Dismal Swamp. They're still living there, and that's the segment from which we of the current Nansemond tribe are descended. The Nansemond tribe today is formally organized. We do possess a state charter. We have received official state recognition from the General Assembly. We have received a certificate of recognition from Governor Rob. We have been received and recognized by the City of Chesapeake. We hold our regular monthly tribal meetings at the Indiana United Methodist Church. The church is located in the Bowers Hill area. It was established in 1850 as a mission for the Nansemond Indians. In July of this year, we dedicated a plaque or a marker on the site where our Indian school used to be located. It was located on the grounds of that Indiana church. If you're ever in the area of Bowers Hill, feel free to come by and take a look at our little church. And if you're there on a Sunday, I'm sure our pastor would be glad to welcome you. Now, this is the first time that the Nansemond tribe as a entity has come forward in recent years. If there are any of the Nansemonds that can hear my voice, please stand, wave your hand, no cat calls or whistles, just to be recognized. Over to the left, scattered through here, we do have a booth for the first time. Thank you for letting us take part in your festival. We enjoy being here today. And we especially enjoy seeing all the chiefs together here for the first time in many years. Thank you.
Then I'd like to introduce Chief Marvin Braver from the Eastern Chickahominy Tribe.
Thank you. It's an enjoyable thought to think that all of our chiefs of the different tribes this year could get together. We do owe thanks to Western Chickahominy, to Chief Oliver Atkins, and the people that have worked with him. At this particular time, I would like to recognize the assistant chief from our group, is Mr. Gerald Stewart. Okay. If there's anyone else here from the Eastern Division, would they stand or raise their hand? If not, just to tell you just a little bit about us, we being the Eastern Division of the Chickahominy, at which time, at one time, the tribes were one. Today, the Eastern Division is located just off of Route 60, below Providence Forge, in the easterly direction, off of 628 in New Kent County. Right? Okay. We ourselves have a tribal government similar to the other Virginia tribes, and the fact that we have elections each year, for each of our offices. And those offices of the chief, the assistant chief, the secretary, treasurer, and council members are all elected on an annual basis. When we take thought about the past, we generally see the past as history. It's today, as we see the present, then we remember even then the problems of the past. And each of us, regardless of what group we may be from, or even any of you that are in attendance in the audience today, we have to look toward the future. The future is planned by our thoughts of today. If we do not take thought or take a part in a planning process, changes will take place, and we will be affected by those changes. We're in hopes that each of us can make plans to have an effect on those changes, that each of us may be able to enjoy a better future. Today, more than ever, we need unity. And as a result, unity can take us many places together. We can join one with another as tribes, as individual peoples, because this country will continue to go on. Whether we'll be a part of it or we'll lag behind depends on our own initiative. And today, I'd like to think that all of us will be making our plans together with unity in mind. That is the only way of survival. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to introduce Chief William Miles from the Pamunkey Tribe.
I bring you greetings from the Pamunkey Tribe and wish you have a very successful day, which, if you just turn around and look, we've got a lot of people here. And I'd like to congratulate you on your efforts in the Richmond paper yesterday for keeping your people close by you. We have about 60 to 80 people on our reservation now. We have about 1,200 acres. But if we went outside of the reservation in Virginia and the neighboring states of Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, we could come up with 500 or 600 more Pamunkey Indians. Some of our women are still making pottery and doing beadwork on the reservation. We dig our own clay from the river. And we also have on our reservation, I think, one of the best Indian museums in, I won't say the state of Virginia, but in the area. It's Warren Cook is the director, and the women that make the pottery also maintain the museum and sell their pottery in the same building. I'd like to extend an invitation to you to visit our museum if you're ever in King William County. And now I would like to recognize the Pamunkey Indians that are here today. We have Chief Cook. Would you stand up, Chief? Chief Cook has been chief for 42 years before I took over from him, and he's 85 years old. I tried to get him to come up here tonight, this afternoon, but I just couldn't do it. And we have about 12 other Pamunkey Indians here. I wish they would either stand or raise their hand so we can recognize them. Thank you.
I came back. I have been corrected. This is not a chief, but he is representing the Upper Mattaponi Tribe for Dr. Costello, who could not be here. So I'd like to introduce to you Joe Adams, Upper Mattaponi Tribe.
On behalf of Dr. Costello, I'd like to bring you greetings from up the Mattaponi Tribe. And I'm very glad to be here. And I don't have a prepared speech like his chief did, because this was something new to me, and I didn't know that I was going to have to do this. But I'm glad to be here. And I have a few from the Upper Mattaponi Tribe. I'd like to stand and raise your hand, if you will. We have a few over here. And then I'm from Elizabeth River Baptist Church in Chesapeake, Virginia, and I have quite a few here from Elizabeth River, and I'd like for them to raise a hand. So I got them all over the place. And I want to thank you for giving me this privilege to stand before you today. So thank you.
I'd now like to introduce the Rappahannock tribe that are here, Ann Richardson, Nokomis Fortune Lemon. And they'll both come forward, and y'all are going to be in for a delightful surprise. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really glad to be here today. You have so many people here. Thank you, Bertie. You've done a beautiful job of this program. I'm Chief Nelson's daughter. He could not be here today because he was out working. But he's asked me to just give you a few words, a little message, so that you will know that he missed coming over here today. He regrets not being able to be here. I was just thinking this morning about what I could say when I got here. And the only thing that I know of that I really could say is that we have been friends with the Chickahominy Indians since I was a little girl. And we have been through a hard and a long struggle, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to go through some of these struggles with our Chickahominy brothers and sisters. Today, I think unity is the word. We've been through many things together, and the one thing that I learned from it is that these people are so full of love over here. They make you feel so at home when you come to visit that you don't want to go back home. Bertie asked me last year to participate in two parades that were held in the Richmond area. And I accepted. And when I got there, much to my surprise, I found that for the first time in many years, not that I can remember at all, and I'm 29 years old, all the tribes had a representative on one float in a parade. Chief Cook was there, Chief Bradley was there, the Chickahominy chief was there, Clerk Chief Atkins, and all the representatives of the tribes in the state were there. Today, I think she's even outdone herself. She's went and got the Nansemans and a few other tribes, and I'm so pleased for them to be here. I think we've got a dance group with us today that consists of about 20 people, and we've got about 30 people over here, about 10 spectators from the Rappahannock tribe. Will members of the United Rappahannock Tribe please stand and be recognized? Thank you. Thank you, Chief Atkins, for having us here today. I really appreciate your invitation. And Bertie, you've done a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you. Once again, I'd just like to maybe elaborate on us a little bit on this. Mrs. Richardson said, we do bring you greetings from the United Rappahannock Tribe. And it was a great pleasure for us to be asked to come and participate in today's event. And we have known the Chickahominy for quite some time. Even before I was born, my parents and their grandparents has worked together with this tribe. And we feel a very close bond, a bond that no man can break. Once you become brothers in Indian heritage and Indian bloodlines, you know that you've got something that no one can ever take away from you. And not only do we feel this with the Chickahominies, but we feel it for each tribe here in Virginia and throughout and up and down the eastern United States. As Ann said, our dance troupe is here today, and they are called the United Rappahannock Tribal Dancers. We have not been performing for a while, and just this past spring, we got our dance troupe back together, and we've been on the road constantly, starting from the spring until now, and we continue to keep it up. Not only did we not let that part of our heritage die, we kept the tradition up in our cultural pottery work, bead work, and teaching our children what it means to be called a United Rappahannock Indian. And we'd just like to say thank you, Chief Atkins, for having us here today. Thank you, Bertie. And thank you for coming, and I'm sure you will enjoy the program. And God bless you all.
I was talking just a few minutes ago, and Chief Lilyul of the Metapana Indian Tribe, and I was so busy talking there and telling about things, I forgot one thing. I want all the members from the Metapana Indian Tribe to stand and be recognized at this moment. Hold up your hands. We have quite a few of them here. And thank you very much.
At this time, I'd like to introduce Muriel Hawley from the Piscataway Tribe in Maryland.
Thank you. On behalf of the Piscataway people of Southern Maryland, we bring greetings to you here today. I feel humbled being up here today with the many great chiefs of the Virginia tribes. As I said, I'm honored to share the stage with them. I met Mr. Adkins, Chief Adkins, several weeks ago at a performance we were doing together in Alexandria. And at that time, he invited us down here to the festival. And it was the first time I had been down here in my life. And I just want to thank him and every other Chickahominy people for having us down here to celebrate this festival with them. We have several other Piscataway people who are here today, and we'll be singing with the Rappahannock group when they're doing their dance performance. If there are any other Piscataways here who might have snuck down across the river, I'd like to stand up and acknowledge yourselves at this time. I guess not, dear. So thank you, and I hope you have a good day.
I'd like to recognize some other Indian tribes that are here, and I'll probably pronounce this wrongly, so I'm going to spell it first, then I'll pronounce it. W-A-S-H-O, Washo Indian Tribes from Nevada. They have a booth over here. We also have the Creek Tribe from Alabama. They're also over here in a booth. We have the Lumbee Tribe from North Carolina here. Mr. and Mrs. Strickland with the Lumbee Tribe. At this time, I'm going to ask for our elders to come forward for the raising of the American Indian flag.
Greetings to you from the Chickahominy people. We're glad that you're here today. Hope you have an enjoyable occasion. If you see me reeling, because that chicken leg back there is calling my name, and I'm trying to do this and answer to that too. But I do hope you enjoy your visit here with the Chickahominy people, and we're glad that we could invite you here.
Would Mr. Freddie Jones please come up and check this microphone? We welcome on behalf of the women of the world. Mr. Walker, are you? There you are.
First of all, I've got two duties to perform here today. The speaker that you see on the program is Mr. Bob Bondelin, the state manager of the Women of the World, who was called out of town and unable to be here, and he told me to express his regrets for not being able to be here. So I was to follow him with a presentation, and however, I'm going to do both. The first one, I'm going to extend a welcome to all the people here today. It is with a great deal of pride that I am afforded this honor to welcome you to the 34th Chickahominy Fall Festival, sponsored jointly by the Chickahominy Indian Tribe and the rhythm of the world, World of Camp 252. Year after year, our Indian friends keep alive a proud culture of a proud people, which is, and this program is both educational and entertaining to us all. While this is the 34th annual event, it has been my good fortune to be here in attendance for 17 years. And during these recent years, I've seen the interest in this Indian ceremony and the talents and participation increase. And I am happy to note this observation. And it affords assurance that this wonderful, proud people cherish these wonderful ideas and culture of a glorious past, and they feel it is worthwhile and right for it to perpetuate into the future. And your and my presence here today is a vote of disapproval to a people formerly called Native Americans. Without their cooperation, whose help and cooperation enabled we transplanted America in the early days of this country, this America may not have survived, and we may not have had this great privilege and blessing of which so proudly we hail. So to all chiefs, to Chief Adkins, to everyone of the Chickahominy Indian tribe, we want to say we love you, we care, we support your work, and we thank you so very much for your kind invitation. Thank you. Okay, the second thing that I am privileged to do on the program today is present the Women of the World's highest honor, the honor plaque. This plaque that I'm holding here is the Women of the World's highest honor. It's only one that is presented each year. We have presented these plaques to presidents, to the governor, and other outstanding, worthwhile people who made achievement and accomplishment. Now, what is so unique about this particular plaque is you local people voted for in the Women of the World and selected your recipient. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say a few more things about this recipient, but at this time I'm going to call on Mr. Herman Rudolph Adkins Sr. to please come forward. Where are you? Brother Adkins? Mr. Rudolph Adkins, would you please come forward to the podium? I know. If he doesn't show up by the time I conclude my remarks, I'm going to please ask Ms. Adkins to come forward to receive the award on his behalf. I want to say some of the outstanding accomplishments and things that Mr. Herman Rudolph Adkins has been responsible for, and I think that you will unquestionably realize that he is most deserving of this award. He served as president of the Charles City Cancer Society for 14 years. He served as vice president of the Red Cross of Charles City County for 15 years. He served as chairman of the Planning Commission for 18 years here in the county. And he served as vice president for the counties of New Kent and Charles City Community Action Program for 15 years. He was president of the board committee of the former Colonial Bank of Providence Forge for 10 years. He served on the board for food services of Richmond, Virginia. I have had the opportunity to visit in this man's home. I also have recognized some of the accomplishments that he has received. He's a very congenial, cordial gentleman, and other people have thought he has been most deserving. Here he comes now. I'll present that award to him personally in a few minutes. I've been told by people in this community that Mr. Rudolph is a kind, gentle, compassionate man, a good, shrewd businessman, as well as one who is appreciated and respect and has love and compassion for his fellow man. But I believe that the action of the community friends here who know him best and trust him most, thy action, by thy voting for him, perhaps speaks more loudly than any words that I could ever say. So it is your fellow friends in the community, Mr. Rudolph, who chose this honor for you. And I want to say that this beautiful plaque that I'm presenting here today, it has to have some more finishing touches put on it. It has to better be engraved, but we're going to make out and go with the presentation of it today, and the engraving will be fully completed and fully put in dates and everything at a later date. You can't see it from back there, but I want to read it to you right here a little before I make the presentation. It's presented by the family and fraternity of the Women of the World in appreciation and recognition for commendable service and noteworthy achievement in the community. This honor plaque is presented to outstanding citizen Herman Rudolph Adkins Sr. by Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, 1985, presented by Woodman of the World Walnut Camp number 252. So, Mr. Rudolph, you come over here and let me congratulate you and say we're proud of you. You're most deserving of this, and it is with a great deal of pride and privilege that I make this presentation to you and say congratulations and God bless you.
Thank you, sir. I believe anybody that knows me knows I can always talk all the time. This is for now an honor and it's a surprise. So it's not as much I can say, but just say I thank you.
Henry O'Holloman, Chairman, Board of Supervisors for Charles City County. Welcome on behalf of Charles City County.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly on behalf of the Governing Board of Charles City County, I want to thank all of you that are present here today. Certainly in giving recognition to Chief of the Tribe, the Assistant Chief, guests on the platform, the honorees here today, and certainly the Crown Queen for 1986. We want to wish all of you a very, very pleasant and successful day. There are many things that I can certainly say here today about the value, the pride, the greatness, the enthusiasm of the people that are being served here today, the people that are participating here in this exercise today. And certainly because of this honor that I have to speak for the Governing Board, I do not wish to be selfish about this at all, because there are so many, many great things that I wish to say, but I would like to share some of this with my colleagues. If Mr. Hill Carter is here at this time, I'd like him to come to the podium. And if Mr. Richard Bowman, I know, is here because I stood with him a moment ago, I would certainly ask him to come to the podium with me. Mr. Bowman, please. As Mr. Bowman is coming to the podium, I want to say to the visitors here today that we are very, very proud in the government here as to how this activity has grown over the years. Certainly, in my short tenure here, I've seen the audience grow from a mere 100 or so to what we see here today, which numbers in the hundreds. Certainly, we cannot talk about the beauty of the Commonwealth. We cannot talk about the richness of the Commonwealth. We cannot talk about the heritage of the Commonwealth without first talking about the contribution that the Chickahominy Indians and other Indians in the Commonwealth have made to the quality of life as we know it to be. And certainly here today, ladies and gentlemen, we give better touch of recognition, a touch of celebration, and certainly, last but not least, a touch of respect for this lovely, vibrant community. Certainly on behalf of the governing board of this county, we want to wish all of you here in this community and those of you who chose to come to visit this community here today the very best. Enjoy yourselves. Please come back again. And as Charles Citizen, we are very, very pleased to be with you and to have you here today. At this time, I would like to share my welcome to you with my colleague, Mr. Richard M. Bowman. Mr. Bowman, sir.
Mr. Chief Atkins, members of the various tribes assembled, represented through their chiefs and assistants, to the citizens who've assembled to pay tribute to the struggles of this people who've endured and survived over a long period of time, even back beyond recorded history. Certainly it's my joy to be with you today to share on this occasion. It has been my privilege certainly to represent you on our local government board, I would say the majority of the members of this tribe. It's been an honor. We look forward to better things in our community, but we feel as long as we can unite together and work toward a common goal and end, this community will always survive, this state, this nation, this world. I want to echo the words of Mr. Holloman, our chairman, and to say thank you for your invitation and thank you for the opportunity to address you this day.
Like for them to step down front so we can have pictures made from the supervisors of Chocolate Account.
I was very honored when Chief Atkins invited me to represent the Jamestown Festival Park here today. Since 1957, the Festival Park has had a very special relationship with the Virginia Indian community. And as we continue to develop our museum and our living history program, I hope that relationship will continue to develop. Over 200,000 people visit the Festival Park every year. They come not only from Virginia, but from every state in the Union and from a great many foreign countries as well. They come to learn about the beginning years of our country's history. Many of them are not really sure what Jamestown was all about. They come looking for Plymouth Rock, or they see our ships out there, and they think that's the Nina, or the Pinta, or the Santa Maria. But we try to set them straight and tell them the Jamestown story. Now, a very important part of that Jamestown story, of course, is the Powhatan Indian culture. A lot of our visitors know about Pocahontas and the John Smith story, but they think that all American Indians, both now and in the past, are out there riding horses, hunting buffalo, and live that Plains Indian kind of style. So we try to fill in the missing pieces of American history by presenting the Powhatan Indian culture that was found in Jamestown in 1607. In 1957, when the Jamestown Festival Park first opened to the public, we had one Indian lodge which was constructed to represent the Native American culture of early Virginia. But within the last 3 years, that single lodge has become a village with several homes, a temple, gardens, a sweat lodge, a dancing circle, and many other things to show the lifestyle of the Powhatan Indian culture. Today, in addition to learning about the culture, visitors are able to actually see tools being made, hides tanned, food grown and prepared, and fires started in the way the Indians did in the 17th century. They see the houses, the clothing, and the games. Visitors watch the process of Indian life as it was lived in that early period. We now have a new opportunity at the Festival Park to expand and improve the way we present the Jamestown story, especially that chapter on the Powhatan Indians. Last year, the state approved funds for studying the expansion of the museum to include a major exhibition on the Powhatan Indian life. In September, that study was completed and presented to the Board of Trustees of the Jamestown-Yorktown Foundation, who directs the park activities. The board unanimously approved the concept to expand the museum, and the Virginia Indian Commission also gave its support for our project. Our next step is to seek approval from the state legislature in the form of funding to build an addition to our museum so that we can even better portray the past contributions of the Powhatan Indians to the Jamestown experience. Many other projects we've worked on together in the past. A number of teenagers from the Indian communities in the local area have come to the park for the past several summers to work in a special project which allows them to learn about their heritage and to present it to the public. We're also in the preliminary stages of planning a Virginia Indian powwow to be held at the Festival Park next spring. We hope this will become an annual event. These projects and the expansion of our museum program offer a unique opportunity to fill in the blank spaces of history for the people who come to the Festival Park. If the visitors are to understand and appreciate the history of our country, which began there at Jamestown, it is crucial that they be told the complete story. Not only the story of the English who came, but also of the Native Americans who were here when they arrived, of the conflicts and contributions of these two vital cultures to the history of our nation. That is our goal, and I hope we have your support in that. Thank you.